Let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and then find the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of the page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on that page. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John.
Our first podcast is Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We all know that verse, very famous verse, but we might not know that in its original context, it was a cry of praise and worship. And so the takeaway for my first post, which you can find on ancienthopes.org, and under that, deep dive into Scripture, the takeaway is Genesis 1 is not a scientific document in the modern sense, but a liturgical text designed to lift our minds and hearts to God. Now, this may be disappointing. Danny, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, this may be disappointing to a lot of folk who really want to know how, in a scientific way, everything came to be, right? Well, Scripture is not into the house, okay?
Right.
It's into the wise.
That's right. I was thinking as I read, you know, in preparation for our first podcast here on Deep Dive into Scripture, I was thinking to myself, if the story of Jesus, his birth, life, ministry, death, resurrection, if that's the greatest story ever told, and people say that's the greatest story ever told, there's movies, right, about it.
Right.
I thought to myself, this must be, Genesis 1, must be the second greatest story ever told.
Well, Danny, I would kind of reverse that.
Uh-huh.
I would say that the story of Jesus Christ begins in Genesis 1:1.
Because it's tied to that John 1.
Yeah, right.
And in the beginning, there was the Word.
Yeah. Right, that's right, because it's tied to John chapter 1. And so what we have here is really the beginnings of Jesus Christ as a revelation to the world. And again, it's not all about trying to understand things in a scientific way, because ever since the birth of modern physics, which is trying to probe the origins of everything, light, gravity, all that stuff. And I shouldn't even be talking about this, Danny, because I failed it all in high school.
I remember that algebra thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I blocked out algebra. Was such a hard thing for me. I blocked it out as out of my mind and memory. But everything is reduced to formulas. Like, what's Einstein's? M equals
MC squared.
MC squared, okay. Yeah. That's relatively easy one, but you know, you can sort of work that one out.
It's the quadratic formula that always gets me.
Yeah, I don't even know what a quad is. So, you know, everything, science can only make it more and more abstract, right?
Sure.
And more abstract, what does it mean to me, especially since I don't know mathematics?
But what in the world, if it's not a scientific document and every word in it is not to be believed as it says it, what am I supposed to tell all my fundamentalist friends who believe that the exact words are the exact thing that has happened? I mean, I understand that this story helps me understand my relationship to God. I think that's probably the biggest.
That's what you need to say.
That's my takeaway.
So, of course, if your fundamentalist friends are not liturgical, that's a problem, okay, because it is a liturgical text. So we have...
what do you mean by that when you say that it's a liturgical text? What is it that you mean
by it? It's about worship.
Gotcha.
Okay, and as I mentioned in my post, worship is glorious. It asks, how did the cosmos get to be so beautiful?
Right.
Why is there order? Is there meaning and purpose to it? What is it? How do I fit into it? How does the creator relate to it? How should I relate to my creator? Then I said, these questions invite us to experience creation and embrace its mystery rather than reduce it all down to our ability to comprehend it with our small minds.
Right.
Okay. So what we have to see is the overall structure of the thing. Okay. It's in 6 days, working toward a seventh day, which is the Sabbath, Shabbat. It's the rest. Okay. We're going to spend a few podcasts just working through these days. But right here, I'll just say that the obvious thing is that creation is understood here in the context of a week that's working toward the Sabbath day, which is rest.
Right.
And so the cadence of the days is taking us to the goal of creation. And the goal of creation is rest. Of course, we have to unpack what rest means, right?
Right. Yeah, sure.
So if you can see yourself in the temple in the old days, right? The ancient Hebrew temple, you could see yourself there in the congregation using your imagination a little bit. And this beautiful text would be given as a cadence. And you are to, it's to draw you into it. And again, it tells us how to experience life, not to explain it. And the reason why it's not about explaining it is because the scriptures know full well that our little minds cannot wrap itself around the immensity of things. Even if we can go back and see the Ruach Elohim, the storm of God or the Spirit of God hovering over the chaos, it would just blow our minds, right?
Sure. So it seems to me like the, if we talk about science and scripture, that they just become complementary then.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website, and then select the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of that page. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
If we talk about science and scripture, that they just become complementary then, because
that's right.
Because science can study the natural world,
right?
Certainly, we've done that over hundreds of years that we've been trying as scientists to study things and getting smaller and smaller down into the atom and what's inside the atom and all of that. So the study of the natural world, but God's creation of the natural world, all of that is described. That's what scripture reveals for us.
You use the word complementary, and that's a good word. It could also be a word like perspectival.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. Everything is so complex in this world, you can look at things from different perspectives, right? And certainly the scientific perspective, if it's done in good faith, what I mean by that, you see only what your heart allows you to see. You only think what your heart allows you to think, right? If you're antagonistic against God and you're a sheer materialist and you're just trying your best to explain everything, that's arrogance. That's pride. Mm-hmm. You'll never understand scripture if that's the case.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
You never will.
You won't be open enough to
Yeah, you're not open enough for it. But at the same time, it's possible to not be open to science and be afraid of it either. But truth is truth. And even though there's different perspectives, you have to appreciate the perspective and what it brings to the table, right?
And I like when you were talking in the prior podcast, the introductory podcast, about motifs. This one has a ton.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, just everything about it is just, if I do what you just suggested, and I sit myself down, close my eyes, and experience myself, put myself into that temple where the person up front is reading the scroll and reading that story.
Right.
And bringing that to life, all of those motifs, all the light, the dark, the land,
the watery deep, yeah, right? Yeah. Birds.
So all of that becomes part of what I can immerse myself into in order to make the story come alive for me and have that sense, like I said before, that it's really telling me about how God is in relationship to his people.
That's it. That's it. And so what it describes is creation as a cosmic temple. And when we're reading it, we're reading a liturgical text within it. Liturgy actually means work. It takes work, but it takes your work of speech, being there and using your imagination, which is a beautiful thing, because as you were talking, Danny, my mind started going there. And I said, man, I'm in a nice place.
Right.
You know, I'm in a good place. And that's where it wants to take you.
Yes.
You know, so the imagination that's guided by the Holy Spirit and from a good heart of faith, you're going to enjoy this, because you see that God is bringing you into his holy temple.
Yeah. Right. And I can be there. And like in liturgy, it's a time of worship then.
It
becomes a time of worship because I realize, what is it that God has done for me?
Yeah.
And how important that needs to be in my life and how thankful I am for that. And so God deserves that worship.
That's right. So we look at creation in a worshipful way as Catholics. The text draws us into that, and we have to let it take us. And it takes us there through the motifs.
Mm-hmm. Through the motifs.
The images. I'll say again what, you know.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, motifs are images taken from everyday life that we see. Again, mountains. We're going to see that the Garden of Eden, that's really not the Garden of Eden, but the Garden in Eden is on an elevated place. It's the mountain of God from which the river of life flows, mm-hmm. right? So you can see the mountain motifs go from Genesis 1 all the way across to the book of Revelation. Yeah.
So that motif, that word or those images, it seems like it's every possible thing in Scripture that I'm open to at the moment. See, that's the thing, is it's always that way for me, is I need to be able to immerse myself. If I can't, then I'm not going to see those. I'm not going to feel what I can feel, and I'm not going to sense each one of those motifs, each one of those images, just the right way to bring me to a full immersion into the experience.
That's right. I mean, God has built us with all sorts of wonderful powers. Interior powers.
Yep.
We've got reason. We've got memory. Think about how powerful the memory is. You should read Augustine's 10th chapter of the Confessions, where he just gets off on the memory, you know, and the power of it. He says, you know, you can be at the beach. You don't even have to spend the money to go there, and you won't even get a sunburn. I mean, you can see it all. You know what I mean? And if we employ that same thing in reading scriptures, then it no longer is something apart from me, but it becomes part of my narrative. It becomes a part of who I am.
Sure, yeah. I was thinking about the last question that you asked, and again, sending people back to the post that's related to this podcast on your website. You asked some questions at the bottom, and one of them was intriguing to me. And you said, if Jesus illuminates Scripture, what sort of person must we be to become good interpreters of Scripture? And I was thinking, it's this. It's having that mind, having that mindset of Jesus.
Right, right.
So that we can be open to all that Scripture has for us.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Alexandrine school of looking at Scripture with Origen. He says it best. He says, it takes the same act of the Holy Spirit for the reader to understand the text as it did originally to inspire the text in the first place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
That's heavy. That's profound. That's
deep.
Good stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so, and then when you're in the Alexandrine school, you understand that scripture is poetic. The whole thing, even the prose, even its prose is poetic.
Mm-hmm.
And with motifs, it just shoots you, images that it's most beautifully ties together in a tapestry that, again, as we said at the beginning, it turns out to be Jesus Christ.
Good. Okay. So let's spend more time with Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll do that. We'll do that in the next podcast. Anything else you want to add?
Well, no, I'll stay. This will get too long. We'll go to the next post, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot for joining us, everybody. Thanks, Father John.
God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Deep Dive into Scripture link on that page for related text. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.